Recorded Books presents Spark and the Grand Sleuth by Robert Rapino, narrated by Samara Naimi. Chapter 1. Spark sat on the shelf, her usual spot, between a set of worn-out diaries and a basketball trophy. In the window, the sun crept higher into the perfect blue sky, reflecting off the movie posters that lined the wall. It was Friday. The children were at school, the parents at work. While they were gone, Spark kept watch. Teddy bears like her were meant for this. They were meant to stay on the lookout for monsters and anything else that could harm their human companions. This afternoon was quiet, like always. So Spark thought nothing of it when Zed, the sock monkey, called to her from the windowsill.
"A delivery guy just dropped off a package," he whispered.
Only a few weeks earlier, Zed would never have left his place on the shelf. Usually he stayed put and begged Spark to stop sneaking around. But he had been more daring lately, ever since encountering his first monster. When he was feeling particularly brave, he boasted that he was the first sock monkey to join the League of Ursus. Spark admired this newfound courage, though his efforts to keep watch sometimes went too far. Zed was always anxious, even when the danger had passed, or was never there in the first place.
"Did you hear me?"
Zed asked, tugging at the little wool cap that was sewn to his head.
"I heard you," Spark said. "Delivery guys leave packages all the time."
Zed turned away from the window.
"The package just moved."
Spark jumped from the shelf, climbed onto the desk, and joined Zed on the windowsill. Below, a plain cardboard box the size of a microwave oven sat on the front steps.
"Delivery guy knocked twice," Zed said. "No one answered, so he stuck a note to the door and left the box."
In another hour, Zed would probably find something new to worry about. A distant police siren or a squirrel scratching on the roof. Until then, Spark would have to humor him.
"Don't worry about it," she said. "Mom and Dad will grab the box when they get back." "What's inside?" Zed asked.
"Maybe it's a new toy.
Maybe that's how you got here," Spark teased.
Zed's mouth dropped open. This possibility clearly blew his mind. Spark realized she had better explain before he started asking questions she couldn't answer.
"Look," she said, "have you ever heard of a monster that attacked a house from a box?"
She pointed to the package, looking as harmless and bland as everything else in the neighborhood.
"And how big could he be? That box is so..."
The package moved.
"Small?"
The branches outside the window hung completely still.
"Couldn't have been the wind," Spark thought.
The package shook and swiveled. Zed hopped behind Spark, his tail thumping against her arm.
"Let's go downstairs," she said.
In the hallway, Spark rolled back a section of the carpet and lifted a loose floorboard to reveal a small metal blade wrapped in a leather hilt. She pulled it free, then pushed the floorboard and carpet back into place.
"You think you need that?"
Zed asked, his fingers curled around his wide mouth.
"Maybe," Spark said.
Zed would be afraid no matter what, so she might as well tell the truth. The sword was called Arctos. Sir Reginald, the bear who once guarded this house, had left it to her. He taught Spark everything she knew about the League of Ursus and its sacred duty to protect children. The blacksmith who forged Arctos had engraved the word protector on every inch of the blade and in every language the bears could speak. To help her carry the sword, Spark had fashioned a scabbard and belt from Dad's old leather coat. But when she clasped the belt at her midsection, her tummy bulged above and below it.
"Whatever," she thought.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?